Uh-oh. You know what this means.
Yeah, a little Titanic music's never great on the midday show. Welcome back. Hugh, did you happen to check out Andrew Painter's start yesterday for the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs?
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
But the way this music was playing, it don't sound like it was really good.
Let me tell you how it went. 4 1/3, 9 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 Ks, 2 home runs on 87 pitches. That would be 11 base runners in 4 1/3. Are we, is this ship not just sinking? Has the ship sunk on Andrew Painter helping the 2025 Phillies? I'm asking.
Come on, Douglas.
You asking me?
Yeah.
You mean the guy that said,
does anyone in the audience need an I told you so moment from Hugh Douglas?
But you asked me a question. I just want to make sure you want to ask me this question.
I do want to ask you the question.
So, wait a minute, what was it?
Has the ship sunk on him helping this team?
I don't choose to use the word sunk.
Well, I wasn't using the Titanic reference.
Well, I would say sailed.
Sailed.
But the ship is sailed.
Well, what the hell is the difference?
The Titanic.
Because sunk
we're talking
means
about the same thing. Is he going to help the team this year or not?
Why are you being so hostile? I told you.
Because we don't need an I told you.
You're going to sit here and play semantics and let everybody down easy.
Wait a minute.
Tell the truth.
I told y'all last week he wasn't going to help. What'd you talk about?
No, we were mad at you for alluding this. Not that you were right or wrong. We were mad at you for bringing that to the energy to the show.
When I tell y'all that I have vision,
yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Okay. Now, if while we're on I told you so's, can I give you the vision?
What's the vision?
How many people yelled at me for said make him a relief pitcher? Obviously, he sucks as a starter right now. Okay? That's the truth. I mean, the kid can't get through 5 innings at AAA. And I think he's still a great prospect, but this is whatever. Some of those guys, when they come back from Tommy John, it just takes them years.
The moment was too big.
Years to find his command.
Started off great, then all of a sudden it was like, eh.
I'm not saying I'm giving up on him as a prospect, but for this year it feels like we have to. So I got yelled at for saying put him in the bullpen. Oh, he's generational. Generational. He's getting lit up by guys no one knows. Okay. And then second, when I suggested trading him at the trade deadline, oh my God, Joe, you could never trade Andrew Painter. How many great players are we going to pass up? This guy is going to go 3 years without helping the team. Three. They've been in a chance to win a World Series window 2022, 3, 4, 5. And in 3 straight years, he's going to make zero impact. I just, like, he better be great whenever he arrives because this is, it's wild.
I'm still stuck on he's getting lit up by people that nobody knows.
It's true. Go find the lineup that he got lit up by yesterday. It's guys that can't even make the major leagues or are probably like half prospects. It's a shame.
Might as well be Hugh Douglas.
I mean,
why I got to catch it straight.
Because you started when I told you so.
I'm just saying.
Your fault.
You asked me a question and I tried to tell you that this probably was going to be the case.
Well, you played semantics with the sailing and sinking.
I'm just saying, the ship is sailed. The ship is sailed. We won't.
You get the reference of the Titanic sunk.
Yeah, I did.
It was supposed to sail.
I did. And
then it sunk.
Beautiful voice, though, Celine Dion.
Great voice, yeah.
Man, beautiful voice.
Yeah, didn't we comment on that? We talked about this a couple days ago. Jack and Rose, how Rose was terrible.
Yeah, she was terrible.
This just came up last week on the show.
Yeah, because Hugh was going to fill in for
Leo. That's right.
Yeah, she'd have made some room on that door.
She would not have. She was a terrible person.
Boy, you almost made me, man.
You getting too comfortable over there?
Yeah, she'd have been like, hold up, Rose. This ain't going to go like you think it's going to go.
Kyle, is the ship sunk on Painter?
Yeah. I mean, it's the bottom of the ocean at this point. Well, at least in terms of contributing this season.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, I understand that there's the sentiment out there that maybe they should have traded him because of how bad he looks right now. I'm still not going there. I'm not out on him contributing in the future. And him being a potential ace is still enough for me to say, like, I'm okay with them not having traded him. But it does make me think that they should have went and got another arm at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole thing, I think, was counting on the fact that Andrew Painter might be able to contribute out of the bullpen. That's another addition to the bullpen. We still don't know what David Robertson is going to look like. I don't know if I trust Lizardo going to the bullpen yet. Taiwan, and even if Noel is going to be able to contribute in the starting rotation, like as a good piece that you can rely on. So it feels like they're going to be at least an arm short now in the postseason because I expected him to come up and contribute in October.
It does feel that way. It's a shame. And you can't force this now. If he's pitching this poorly at AAA, he's not ready. I mean, it's one thing we can hope, we could wish, we could pretend it was different. If he's not ready to pitch here, you can't just like pretend.
Yeah, and it progressively, it felt like it got worse. And well, you had a moment where it kind of like plateaued a little bit, but then it just felt like it just started to get worse and worse.
Yeah, and I think the ship has kind of sailed now on – they just want him to get work, and they're going to pitch him through the AAA season. And I don't I mean, look, could he pitch well the next three or four times out and maybe end up here in September? It's still possible, but every time he goes out there and struggles, that becomes less and less likely. So the update on Painter, not great down at AAA. 215-592-9494. A lot to react to here, including the latest quarterback tier list over at The Athletic.
Tears.
Jalen Hurts ranked number 9 overall. Actually, he was tied for 9th. Was that a cop-out by the Athletic list?
Yeah. Sound like it, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just give me...
Just put him ahead of somebody.
Yeah, he's either 9 or 10. Just tell me what he is. Him and C.J. Stroud tied for 9.
I'd put him
ahead
of C.J. at this point.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Well, C.J.'s only played for 2 years, and one of the 2 years was kind of blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like C.J. Stroud, but I think Hurts should be above him, too. All right, let's talk to Andy in Westchester here, who doesn't need to earn a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. He earned one by capturing the championship last year. Andy, how we doing?
I sure did, didn't I? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy. Coming in with confidence after his win last year. Yeah, you dominated towards the end of last season. That's for sure.
Well, I think as reigning champion, I'd like to make a couple of decrees.
Okay.
Starting with, you know, with Kyle as my most trusted advisor, and
that's right.
I'm fair but firm ruler. I've heard the people, and there's no way Aaron should be in the league.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So the champion from last year, that's a big vote, Hugh, against Aaron in San Diego.
That's a huge vote.
By the way, Aaron's getting cooked on the Twitter poll of if he should be allowed in the league.
People find him annoying. So, who would have guessed?
I need to add to that, and it's a two-parter, because I'm okay with Bam, but he just exposed himself. If he gets in, he's going to be a puppet of Cowboy Jim, so we can't have that either, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in the afternoon show.
Yeah, we'll let the afternoon show have Bam.
That's fine.
I mean, I love Bam, but he's already in the league, yep. So we'll let it be that. And and the idea that he was trying to give away his spot today to Cowboy Jim, you can't do that. We can't have that.
No, anybody who's thinking down those lines, we got to sniff him out. So.
I like that you have the best interest of the league in heart, Andy.
Definitely.
I like this.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take your vote on Aaron in strong consideration. Because right now, if I had to say right now, in this moment, Aaron in San Diego is not allowed in the league right now.
I love it. So much fun.
Aaron, what do you think of the Phils? Excuse me, Andy, what do you think of the Phils?
Whoa, we were
talking Aaron. It happened. Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm actually more less... I guess the question was, what are you thinking more about? I'm happier that they're 5.5 up, more so than concerned about Wheeler, just because I'm enjoying it so much. Wheeler, I think, will be okay. They've got a lot of depth in their pitching staff. I know there's some questions with Lizardo, and we don't know what Nola's going to be coming back. But if you look at 08, they won with just Hamels. We're far better set up now than we think we are, I think, but I'm just trying to enjoy the ride right now. It's been so much fun watching the Mets flame out, and
it's the best, isn't it? When they every day it seems like they lose, and like yesterday they're up 5-0. I think it was either Saturday or Friday they got the thrown out at home to lose the game. Like every day they find a new way to lose a game,
right? And also, just changing gears a second, I think that Hurts being ranked in that second tier is exactly where he should be. The third tier does have some elements of what he does, but just talking about him being able to take over a game occasionally and, you know, with the passing game, he's perfectly capable at it. He's proven it several times. So, anyway.
I think you framed it the right way. And, Andy, we appreciate the phone call and the vote on Aaron in San Diego. So, Hugh, when you always talk about unquantifiable?
Unquantifiable intangibles.
Okay, so this is why, because we were kind of going back and forth on how some of the way Tier 3 is written, that also applies to Jalen, like it sounds like him too. Here's why I think, he certainly belongs to Tier 2, and I think this, because you were talking about how like the way it's written really is
it's specific for him.
Okay, so here's why I think it's Tier 2 over Tier 3, even though there's some elements of Tier 3 that apply. He can handle pure passing situations and doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him over Tier 3. That's
yes.
why I think he's in Tier 2. Like,
yes.
There's something about his game, and I think it's mostly the running ability, that puts him over Tier 2, Tier 3, even though sometimes the Tier 3 does apply to him,
no,
too.
And listen, I'm not about to sit here and say that or act like there wasn't games this year. Well, last year, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at him and be like, what the hell is he doing? Like, I remember sitting in the box, and that was a conversation that was being had.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a dummy. But when you talk about in big moments, when the game is on the line, he's had moments where he shined. He shined. He's outshined everybody. And I think that's what makes him an anomaly. He's a unicorn in this situation. I would be foolish to say that he's in that tier one category. Because when you talk about some of the things that Patrick Mahomes has done and the way that he's taken over games at key moments in the game, where he's kept the game close by his ability to throw the football, can't take that away from him. But Jalen has something special about him. He definitely does that.
Here's an I just found this part of it. Here's something interesting. They show you the vote totals from last year to this year, like how his votes have changed.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting to me is his votes didn't move much off of the Super Bowl. So last year, heading into last season, right, there was no, he didn't have a ring yet. He had 33 votes for tier two out of the 48. This year, off the Super Bowl, he had 35 votes for tier two. Basically the same thing. Like his votes did, people don't view him across the league. This is what I think is really interesting. We view him now differently here in Philadelphia. He's a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He won the ultimate prize. Around the NFL, I don't think the Super Bowl changed anyone's opinion about Jalen Hurts.
No, it's I look at it like this, Joe. And there's nothing I think is wrong with looking at it like this. Everybody's not Patrick Mahomes or in this case Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But you can that tier two guy, you can win with if you build
totally.
The team the right way.
Well, let's just go through them quickly. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with the right team around Jaden Daniels? I do. Justin Herbert. Yep. Jared Goff, yes. C.J. Stroud, yes. Hurts, yes. Man, I think you can win Super Bowl with any of those guys if you have the right talent around them. The next guys are – see, then after that, it becomes a little bit more maybe.
See, I think
– Baker, Dak, Love, Purdy.
Yeah, I think –
I mean, Purdy got there.
Even though Jared has gotten there, I think Jalen is on – he's a little bit higher than Jared Goff. A lot higher, in my opinion.
Well,
he has some limits. He has some big-time limits in his game.
He does have limits, but he's a better passer.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, they're different.
I give you that. But Jalen has those unquantifiables that I talk about. That it's one of those things, man. Where to me, it's comparable to the time when Joe Montana was playing. Not saying he's going to have a Joe Montana career, it
strikes me every time you say it.
I know it does because you know it's he was at one point considered the GOAT.
But he played to that level.
Yeah, but he was also in an era where. You wanted to throw the ball down the field, and he came with something different.
But he did it at a high level.
But he also had talent around him
sure.
that made him shine.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's the same thing. Like, that's the thing that I can't wrap my mind around is because, okay, Tom Brady did it with a bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom Brady's on a different level.
Well, and when his career got later on, talent.
He got more talent.
Randy Moss, Gronkowski, Hall of
Famers. But there was a stretch where he did it with guys.
Yeah, David Patton.
Yeah. And
Troy Brown.
And yeah. So I get that part of it. But you'd be hard pressed to look around the league and find other quarterbacks that are of that caliber.
So sometimes I think when people say that the roster is loaded, we just think of receivers. Yes, the Eagles have great receivers. You're right. So do the Bengals. So did Joe Montana. When I think the Eagles are loaded, I think the whole operation from
top to bottom.
From Lurie to he has the best general manager. Like last year, they had the best defense in the league. To me, it's more than just receivers. Yeah, I mean, the other guys have good receivers. I mean, most teams have one or two good receivers. That's the NFL now. And to me, it's more than that. It's about the whole operation that the Eagles have. Let's go to Bob in Warrington. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Hey, morning.
Hey, Bob. Hey, what's up?
I got to tell you, you guys had an entertaining show ever since day one.
Oh, thank you, Bob. We appreciate you.
And as far as Jalen goes, you're not going to find a more talented, more humble quarterback.
Well, you might find him more talented.
He's always important, but he's so talented. He's getting better every year. So give him credit for that.
Well, he certainly got a lot better from when he came in the league. His improvement from day one, Bob, to now is one of the bigger leaps you're going to find with a starting quarterback in the league. Like when he came in the league, a lot of people, most people here didn't want him and didn't think he'd ever be a starter, and now look what he is.
Yeah, that's right. But he's so humble about it. He's so controlled. He's so good. Listen, what I called about is Dak Prescott's coming into town soon. And since they're coming into town, I think we should show them some good Philly love. We got to help the Cowboys O-line. We got to make sure they hear Dak for each snap. So I think a good chorus of, here we go, each time he's in possession of the ball, it'll be a nice, kind gesture on our part.
You know what? Just to throw him off a little bit, I like that. I like that idea, Bob.
I think you guys should spread the word to get the chorus going so that all 60,000 of them can do it.
You want to do the? You want to do the? Here we go.
I think people are going to do that anyway. People are going to let the Cowboy fans know and the Cowboys know when they come to town that they're in Philly, because I think that's Banner Night.
Of course, it's Banner Night. That's week one.
We have to give them a good here we go a number of times.
You know, I kind of forgot about the here we go because he missed so much time last year. That was such a huge thing 2 years ago. It was like every game because they were pretty good that year. Yeah, they were on TV a lot.
In our house, that's all we do every time we go somewhere. Here we go.
Bob, we appreciate it, man. Good phone call. All right, so Bob came in with a reasonable thought on Jalen Hurts. He did get a lot better. Does it mean he's a tier one quarterback? No. I think tier two is certainly a good spot for him. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. First of all, how do these guys be so disrespectful? They just hating because you and I got IMDb credits and SAG membership. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the depths of what we
got.
Do.
I got layers like an onion.
And every time that onion peels, we cry
every
more here.
Day. I tell them that every day.
You know what I mean? They out here acting like they're the voice of the people. We out here acting and doing big things. I mean, so much stuff we forget, Hugh. So much stuff we forget.
Yeah, I forget stuff.
I forget the arrest. Wheeler. I don't want Wheeler playing right now. Just shut it down, because the negativity of the city when he doesn't play well, it just brings your whole vibe down. Like, if he's not right, don't put him out there. Cassie's going to have to do what Cassie's going to have to do, but he's going to be throwing hands. You sit him on the bench. That's all I know. He can't
handle that
pressure.
They pulled him out of a game for two innings, and he threw a fit. He cursed out Topper in the dugout.
Well, Topper spent 9 years going with him. Start with my guys. I'm playing my guys.
Yep.
He did that whole my guys thing. So now it's like, what, I'm not one of your guys? So it makes a weird kind of thing. Landon, very upsetting, but we're selling you, like everybody keeps saying. So, you know, they'll move things around. It's okay. Jalen Hurts is tier two. Fine. Okay, fine. Lamar Jackson, you better put all your money, Joe Giglio, on Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl. He's got a top five defense. They gave him the top five defense last year. They gave him Derrick Henry last year. They drafted all these wide receivers. They brought in Hopkins. They brought in all these weapons. And he's such an elite quarterback, he can't get to a championship game.
What weapons?
He can't get past Allen or Mahomes. But he's a top tier one. He better win the Super Bowl. And you talk about help. They got a great offensive line. Running back had 2,000 yards. All that help he got.
And he still threw like 40 passing touchdowns.
He had 40 touchdowns and four interceptions throwing.
And what did he do in the postseason? He got rocked by Josh Allen and the nobodies. Josh Allen does more or less than any of these quarterbacks.
That's why he was the MVP last year. I agree.
Exactly. So Josh Allen, I got him number two this year. I'm not crazy. I got him as the second best quarterback. But Lamar Jackson, what are you talking about? He's got more help than anybody else. He's got the same O-line. He's got a great defense. Wide receivers, otherwise, and Derrick Henry. But you cried four for this guy. 40 touchdowns, guess what? It didn't do anything when it mattered most. And that's when my quarterback shows up. And guess what? It's just like when you got kids, okay? My daughter plays softball. She wrestled. She wasn't the best. But tell me if she ain't the best kid that ever played anything when I'm out there. Because she's my kid. And she better than your kid and anybody else's kid that I know. Because that's my kid. And that's my QB1. Now, ask me this question about this crazy doctor. Wait, don't give out the third clue yet. So we need help.
We did not give out the third clue. We can do it right now. Black Gritty, here it is. Clue number three. What do you got?
This individual went to Empire State University.
Well, that don't help me. Not a Mammy Jammy thing. You know, see, this, my answer was the same way this show be going. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That's a good one. All right, Black Gritty, that's not
I
it.
I think that one's going to give it away, though.
It could. All right, so... Black Rudy brought something to the table about Lamar that in some ways is fair and in some ways is not. Hugh, what are we supposed to do with Lamar in all these rankings? He is a two-time NFL MVP at the quarterback position.
He's a two-time MVP.
He's the best running quarterback ever.
Yeah, and he hasn't won anything. And goes home early in the playoffs.
So, okay. I've had my issues with Lamar in the playoffs. He's choked at times. I mean, I thought 2 years ago he flat-out choked against the Chiefs. He was terrible in that AFC title game.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah. But what do you do with a guy that dominates the league every Sunday? We just pretend he doesn't do that?
No, this is why these lists are for entertainment purposes, in my opinion. Because, like I said, the bottom line is and I heard some players talk about they would rather be MVP than a champion.
Cam said that.
Well, I wasn't going to say his name.
But he said it.
That, to me, makes no sense. I mean, I get, like, both guys are going to, if you look at it from a monetary standpoint, being an MVP in the league, you know, when you go to autograph signings, that ticket's a little different than being, you know, just a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But Super Bowl champion and MVP, that ticket's a hell of a lot different.
Look, I'm not pretending Lamar hasn't had bad moments in the playoffs, but like week to week, who plays better? Lamar.
Yeah, he does, but who plays better when it matters the most?
Yeah. I mean, Jalen's had some good moments. I mean, also Lamar last year, Mark Andrews drops the 2-point conversion.
And then,
he dropped the ball.
And let me tell you, another thing about Jalen, and I don't know if he's wired this way or whatever it is, but for him to be able to, at the quarterback spot, put his ego aside, if that's what it's done, or whatever you want to call it, and to be able to be, what'd you call him, a passenger?
He was along for the ride last year.
He was along for the ride at times. Because, he was along for the ride at times. And his ego allowed him, if that's the way you see it, to do that. And then when it was time to step up.
He still did it.
He stepped up.
Yeah, and that's why he's champion.
And to me, especially at that quarterback position, think about everything that we know about quarterbacks and how fragile their egos are. And the ones that we've seen, that the top-tier quarterbacks, that have had meltdowns right before our eyes. Mm. He hasn't done that. He's been this the whole time, just even, like for all the people on YouTube that can see me, he's just been even killed the whole time he's been here.
Yes.
He hasn't been too high. He hasn't been too low. He's just been this. So much so that it's irritating.
I think it's his greatest attribute, actually. Yes. And he has good on-field attributes.
Especially here.
Yeah,
in Philadelphia.
He blocks it all out. He is even keeled. I think his teammates respect the hell out of that and the fact that he's the same all the time. Sometimes I think we go too far with the champion, not champion. That's everything. I mean, like, I don't think.
But it is everything.
But it's a picture in time. Like, I don't think Lamar is as good as Peyton Manning was. The same things were said about Peyton Manning. You go back to 05, the same things. Oh, he's an MVP. He doesn't win anything in the playoffs. He shrinks against Brady.
Until he won.
Right. But it's the same player. So, like, Peyton Manning didn't change. He won. Lamar might win one. And then what do we say? We pretend we didn't rank Jalen above
him? Until he does, then that will be Lamar's legacy.
But Peyton was better than Ben Roethlisberger before. Like, Ben Roethlisberger won before Peyton. Mm-hmm. Peyton was better.
But that's
Peyton was better.
But the bottom line is that's what people remember, Joe. People remember the champions.
I know, but Dan Marino,
as good as
I didn't need to see Peyton win to know he's better than Ben.
As good as Dan Marino is, or was, he's not in the same. He's not in the same era or the breath as the other quarterbacks that won during his time.
But no, he's more memorable of a player than somebody like Jeff Hostetler or like
Mark Rippon.
Everyone knows Dan Marino because he was a great player.
No, but he didn't win the Super Bowl. That's the point I was making.
But isn't the point that Dan Marino is better, even though the Super Bowl isn't the end all be all? No, we all know this. We have brains and eyes.
The Super Bowl is the end-all to be-all.
Right, I know, but...
It's not when you're evaluating a guy individually.
You know what? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It absolutely is not.
So, like I asked you, is Eli Manning... If Eli Manning didn't go to any Super Bowls, is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
No. That's the point. Because the
Super Bowl's the end-all to be-all.
But like Joe said earlier, the Hall of Fame is a legacy thing. And the legacy thing has everything to do with when you win, the bottom line is
his legacy wouldn't be what it is if he didn't have those
rights. Right, because we all have brains. We know he wasn't that good.
Let me ask a very silly question, but I think I know the answer. If Lamar wins two more MVPs, that would be four, and doesn't win a Super Bowl,
he'll probably still be a Hall of Famer.
Not a Hall of Famer. He's going to go down as one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever to play the sport. Four MVPs.
Four MVPs.
But I never won a Super Bowl. So forget about him.
See, you're making it black and white. It's not forget about him, but the Super Bowl does carry a lot of weight.
That's black and white, though.
But the Super Bowl.
To say the Super Bowl winners is the end all be all, that's black and white.
The Super Bowl carries a lot of weight.
Well, of course it does.
Especially
for a fan watching the team, yes.
No, for the players that actually play the game and what Jalen has accomplished. Jalen has been. How many playoffs has Lamar been to in his career?
Probably five.
Jalen's been to five in his career. Even though they're two different quarterbacks, Jalen's on the same tier, and he's done better than Lamar Jackson. Even though Lamar Jackson is a better athlete than him.
He's a better player.
He's a better quarterback.
He plays better every week.
Right. But at the end of the day, They're both probably going to be Hall of Famers if they stay on the trajectory that they're on, especially if you're talking about four MVPs.
215-592-9494. Our final hour of the show. We still have a winner here for Hughes Clues, which is an indictment on everyone. We got a spot in the Fantasy League to give away here. Your chance to win it coming up on the other side. Plus, we got to get into what has been an all-time weekend for our rivals here in town. The Cowboys and the Mets just continue to fall apart. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.